I think for those of you who don't know me, my name's Sean. I'm originally from Mumbai, India. I was born in a Roman Catholic family, raised in faith. Been the only kid and super pampered. So somewhere around the age of 16, I started questioning my faith. I've always been a curious kid, person from the beginning. I wanted to know everything. That's where I started getting influenced by science, to say. I came to the conclusion that science and faith cannot work together. Science disproves faith. They are at odds with one another. I started using the Bible as a science book. I wanted to verify what I learned in class from the Bible. Why is it not an engineering textbook, right? I thought to myself that I'm going to figure all of this out and then come back to faith. And that's what I did. I was always jealous of Christians. I said, they seem really confident. They don't have anything to worry about, but how naive. They don't understand all the questions they should be asking. But I was still searching. I moved to Czech Republic. I started working here, studied. I always classified myself as an atheist, agnostic, influenced by Buddhism. Some mix of all of these cherry-picking that I had done. The biggest contender that I had to fight with was my ego. I always felt that I had the right to answers. I had the right to know everything. But it turned out that seeking and finding doesn't work just that straightforward. I had to be patient. I learned that I needed to wait to grow, to be ready to the answers to the questions I wanted. And that's what me coming back to church was not a bang moment. The call was different. It was like I suddenly realized that I was hearing a tune that was always playing in the background. I realized that somewhere deep down along the way, it had become almost like a competition for me. That me coming back to church would mean that I gave up on figuring things out. That I was almost incompetent and I lost. And I remember late nights arguing with Carolina about scripture, about things. And it was almost always a competition about everything. It was almost that I had set myself an impossible target. I said, I'm going to figure out the universe and everything in it before I say that God exists. I was searching for the God of the gaps. But I have learned to have humility, that making sense of I am is not such a straightforward thing. And I realized that I was like the deer panting for the water, but I was searching for a puddle when there was a river. I realized that Christianity and God himself is not someone to figure out, but more to experience. So I've chosen to start on firm ground that I know. Gareth always says, come because you love him a little and you want to love him more. And that really spoke to me. About 2 months ago, for the first time in 7 years, I said a prayer. And that was a really big moment for me. And now I've started working with the church, serving here. We go for Yana every Saturday. And I'm growing slowly. And my decisions have now become not about what's good and not good for me, but what's good and not good in general. So, have I figured all the questions that I started off with? No. Have I stopped trying to figure it out? No. But I have a new direction. I have a new starting point, a new aim that I have. And I start with hope and faith. And that's why I want to be baptized.
Good job.